When Pope Francis died, the world mourned not a king of riches, but a shepherd of souls. And as his body was prepared for burial, there was something deeply moving, almost hidden, about him. He was dressed simply in white, and on his feet were the same old scuffed black shoes he had worn for years. Those shoes had seen the dust of Buenos Aires. They had walked through prisons, refugee camps, and hospitals. They had stepped into places where few leaders dared to go. He had once said, "The shepherd must smell like a sheep." It wasn't a slogan, it was his way of life. From the moment he became Pope, he refused the luxury apartments. He chose a simple guest house, ate with the staff, and rode in an old Ford Focus instead of a limousine. He told the world, "A poor church for the poor," and he lived it until his final breath. When he was laid to rest, those old shoes spoke louder than any eulogy. They told the story of a man who never forgot where he came from, a man who walked with the broken, listened to the forgotten, and loved without measure.